Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Good morning, Anton. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, so today we are talking about prebiotics versus probiotics. So let's start. What exactly are prebiotics?
So prebiotics are indigestible dietary fibers that encourage the growth of beneficial bacteria in our guts. And because they're not digestible, they travel through the lower parts of the intestines and they become a food source for the friendly gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm. And how do they differ from probiotics?
So they feed prebiotics feed the healthy bacteria in the gut, whereas probiotics are the live microorganisms. And the probiotics generally inoculate our digestive systems with good bacteria, or they are the good bacteria that we need to inoculate our good our digestive systems with.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the best sources of prebiotic fiber?
So not all dietary fiber serves as prebiotic fiber. The most recognized are inulin, galacto-oligosaccharides and fructo-oligosaccharides, and these are found in foods like garlic, onions and leeks, asparagus, soybeans and soy products, whole grains, oats, bananas, chicory, and Jerusalem artichokes.
Jerusalem artichokes, nogal. Okay, so what do prebiotics do in our bodies?
So they help to keep the good bacteria healthy, but they also encourage a healthy digestive system. And prebiotics make sure that we have a diverse amount of good bacteria in the gut. Because often if you're taking a probiotic, or if you focus only on one strain of probiotic, you're not creating enough diversity. We need to have several hundred different strains of bacteria in the digestive system to function optimally.
Okay, and then how do they benefit our bodies?
So prebiotics help to regulate our bowel movements. They help to improve our digestion and our metabolism. They play a role in lowering our cholesterol and regulating our blood sugar, especially something like inulin is helpful for that. It's helpful for reducing insulin resistance. So the blood sugar balance and the insulin resistance often work together. They also improve bone density by aiding the absorption of calcium. They can help in the reduction of inflammation in our bodies. And an important one is that it controls our appetite by stimulating the hormones that signal that we've had enough to eat. So if we have enough of these good fiber, if we have enough good fiber, we're able to control and regulate our appetites. We don't have that hunger and we don't have that misfiring signal. It also reduces the risk of colon cancers. And it helps to detoxify our bodies, especially hormones, because we need fiber to be able to bind and hold onto the toxins in our body and eliminate them. So without sufficient dietary fiber, we don't have that detoxification effect. It also improves our immune response because our immunity relies a lot on a healthy digestive tract. It reduces the risk for cardiovascular disease, and it also reduces our intolerances, food intolerances, and allergies.
Okay, so those are prebiotics. So what are probiotics?
So probiotics are live beneficial microorganisms, and those are kind of your traditional types of probiotics. They are mainly bacteria, but there are also some friendly yeasts, and they help to maintain a healthy balance in the gut microbiome. They support our digestion, and they contribute to our overall health when we get them in adequate amounts. But probiotics usually are live, active bacteria, and so they can be sensitive to our stomach acid and heat. So they can get killed off if we're taking them in tablet form before they even make it to the intestines. So in simple terms, the probiotics are good microbes that help to keep our digestive systems healthy and functioning optimally.
Hmm. Are there any other types of probiotics?
There are other types of probiotics. You get a probiotic called a sporebiotic or a spore-based probiotic, and these are dormant. So what's different with them is that they're already in a dormant state, so they become like seeds or spores. They're not killed off by the heat in the digestive tract or the stomach acid, and they make it more easily to the large intestine, where they are able to grow and create good diversity in the digestive tract.
And the benefits of probiotics?
So the benefits are that they support our healthy digestion, obviously. They help to keep our microbiome nicely balanced. They can also reduce symptoms of bloating and diarrhea and constipation and all those gut issues that we can experience. Like prebiotics, they help for our immune function. And they can help our response to infections and also to antibiotics. Obviously, probiotics you don't want to take at the same time as antibiotics because they will cancel one another out. But if you have been on a course of antibiotics, which will wipe out all the good bacteria in your gut, you want to be replacing and replenishing those levels with probiotics.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Wendy Christine. If people want to contact you, where can they do so?
They can contact me on my business WhatsApp number, which is 082-476-4933, or they can contact me by email, which is wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Yes, and then also they can visit the website, www.integratedhealthsolution.co.za. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.